This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all humanity. أما بعد، فقد ثبت في حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الشياطين تصفد في شهر رمضان. وأبلغ دليل على ذلك يظهر من خلال عملي كإمام في السنوات الماضية أن في شهر رمضان ما يأتي أحد أبدا إلى المسجد لكي يتكلم في مسألة الطلاق. لا يأتي إنسان لكي يطلق زوجته في المسجد في رمضان. أما بعد رمضان تفتح أو تطلق الشياطين، فتجد كل الناس عاوز الطلاق يوميا بشكل يومي، اتصالات وإيميلات وفاكسات، عندي مشاكل مع زوجتي عاوز أطلق يوميا. So everybody knows that in رمضان the devils are chained. And as a proof of this, in Ramadan nobody comes here for divorce. And after Ramadan, the devils are all over the place. And if people call, some people call, they email, they fax, and they tell the person to divorce. And this is a headache, this is a major issue for imams in North America. The divorce rates, including Muslims. This is true for the whole community and also the Muslim community, because we live here and we pick up some habits from the society. And every time there is a problem in the family, know for sure that the priorities are messed up. And I know for sure that some people abuse the freedoms that are given to them in this society. نعلم أن الإسلام يعني قد حرص على إدامة العشرة الزوجية. ويعني ما أباح الطلاق إلا لأسباب معلومة، فلا يجوز للإنسان أن يطلق زوجته بغير سبب، وحرم الإسلام على الزوجة أن تطلب الطلاق بغير سبب، كما أن الإسلام كما في مذهب الجمهور ما أباح أو ما أوقع الطلاق في حالة الحيض والنفاس وفي حالة الغضبان. وكذلك إذا طلق الرجل امرأته عدة مرات، ثلاث مرات أو أكثر في مجلس واحد، لا تقع إلا طلقة واحدة. وهذا من باب حرص الإسلام على إدامة العشرة الزوجية بين الزوجين. So Islam is keen to keep the relationship between the husband and wife. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls marriage in the Quran ميثاقا غليظا. A very tremendous commitment. A huge commitment. So therefore, Islam does not allow divorce for no reason. You have to have a valid, a strong excuse or reason to divorce. The majority of the scholars, they say that they divorce during a monthly period for a lady, or right after childbirth during the bleeding, and the divorce by someone who is angry is not valid. This is the opinion of the majority of the scholars. If someone divorces his wife three times or more in one session, it counts only as one divorce. So if someone tells his wife, I divorced you 700 times, it counts as one divorce. ومعلوم أيضا أن أبغض الحلال إلى الله الطلاق. يعني اختلف في كون ذلك أو هذه المقولة حديثا، والصحيح أنها ليست حديث. وإذا كانت حديثا فهي حديث ضعيف، ولكن المعنى صحيح. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يكره الطلاق ولكنه أباحه لأسباب مخصوصة. هناك أسباب كثيرة مرت علي في خلال السنوات الماضية التي تؤدي إلى الطلاق، وأذكر إن شاء الله منها اليوم خمسا، والجمعة القادمة ليس الأسبوع القادم، There are many reasons that I have come across in the past few years that lead to divorce. Inshallah, in this khutbah and the incoming khutbah, inshallah, I will mention the top 10 reasons why divorce takes place and why the rates for divorce in the Muslim community, especially in the West, are so high. السبب الأول أن بعض الناس يعني لا تتزوج للسبب الصحيح. تمام؟ يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح في صحيح البخاري ومسلم، الحديث الذي رواه أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه، حدد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المعايير التي تتبعها الناس في الزواج، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: تنكح المرأة لأربع، لمالها ولجمالها ولنسبها ولدينها، فاظفر بذات الدين تربة يداك. So the first reason why divorces are so high, number one, because some people, they marry for the wrong reasons. So the marriage is doomed to fail before it begins. The Prophet ﷺ tells us in an authentic hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, and it is in Bukhari and Muslim, that a woman is to be married for four reasons. Or people or men usually marry women for four different reasons. A woman is married because of her beauty, or money, or family status, or because of her deen, her level of iman. And the Prophet ﷺ said, look for a religious and a righteous woman. If you don't do this, you are a loser. ثم أكد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا المعنى في حديث آخر رواه أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه في صحيح البخاري. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا جاءكم من ترضون دينه وخلقه فزوجوه إلا تفعلوا لكم فتنة في الأرض وفساد كبير وفي رواية وفساد عريض. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم emphasizes the same meaning in another hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, collected by Bukhari, that if a person with or a righteous person and a person with good manners and good iman comes to you for marriage, don't turn him down. You have to marry him, otherwise there will be fitna and corruption in the land. الحسن البصري رحمه الله جاءه رجل وقال إن ابنتي يتقدم لها عدة أشخاص أحدهم غني والآخر من أسرة كبيرة والآخر جميل أو وسيم أو كذا فممن أزوجها؟ فقال له الحسن رحمه الله: زوجها ممن يخاف الله فإنه إن أحبها أكرمها وإن أبغضها لم يظلمها. So in this narrative attributed to الحسن البصري, a man came to him and said that several people are proposing to his daughter. Whom should I marry my daughter to? So Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu said, marry your daughter to someone who is righteous, someone who has iman. If he loves your daughter, he will honor her. And if he doesn't like your daughter, he will never be unjust to her. But people marry for different reasons. And بعض الناس يتزوج لأنه البنت جميلة مثلا. أو المرأة تتزوج الرجل لأنه من أسرة كبيرة فيرفع من مضيعته. تمام؟ وإذا لم يكن هناك إيمان أو دين في الأسرة فالزواج محكوم عليه بالفشل. So the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith, marry righteous people. The money, maybe the person will lose his money. The beauty, some people lose their beauty as they grow old. The status, they may lose their status in the society. But for deen, deen will remain forever. So this is the thing you should look for. But if a lady marries a man just because of his money, or a man marries a lady because of her beauty, then this marriage, in some cases or in many cases, is doomed to fail. So you have to have deen in the equation. I'm not saying that you should marry an ugly lady, or a person from a very poor family. There is nothing wrong in Islam if you marry the most beautiful woman, or the most handsome man, or a man from the best family in the society, or the highest status in the society. But all I'm saying is, Islam, or the deen, or the faith, has to be there in the equation, somewhere. Okay? It's a whole package. In the سبب الثاني لحدوث الطلاق هو عدم وجود الإيمان أو عدم وجود الصلة بالله سبحانه وتعالى في الأسرة. يعني تجد مثلا أن الزوج والزوجة لا يصلي. أول سؤال أسأله للذين يأتون للطلاق أو أنت بتصلي حاجة؟ يقول لك لا والله ما بصليش. طب يا حاجة أنت بتصلي؟ لا ما بصليش. طب هذا أمر طبيعي إذا كانت علاقتك من
في زواجك إذا كنت تعرض عن الله سبحانه وتعالى. وتجد سبحان الله جاءت امرأة والله في مرة وقالت إن زوجها حدد أن يطلقها إذا لم تفعل الحجاب. يعني هي تلبس الحجاب وقال سأطلقك إن أبقيت الحجاب. طب كيف يبارك الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذا الزواج؟ So the second reason for divorce is there is no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no iman, there is no salah, there is no prayers in the house. There is no mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the house. If you have no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you put everything before Allah, if you put your money, your job, your car before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how come that you expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you and bless your marriage? And almost every time I get a couple who want to divorce and ask them, do you pray? And almost all the time I get the same answer, no. Quite frankly, I don't pray. So I told them, if you don't pray, how do you expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your family? And one time, if people have no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would have no fear of their wife or their husband or the people. If they don't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life. So one time a sister called and she was in tears and she was saying, my husband is threatening me. If I don't take off my hijab, he will divorce me. He has no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no deen, no iman. It should be the other way around. The husband should be asking and begging his wife to wear the hijab. But in this case, he is threatening. If she doesn't take off the hijab, they will divorce. Because they don't have respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you don't have respect for Allah, how can you have respect for the people? Your husband and your wife included. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be there in your marriage life. You have to have the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. السبب الثالث الذي يؤدي إلى الطلاق هو مسألة عدم وجود اتفاق أصلا بين الزوجة والزوج قبل الزواج. ربما لأنهما كانا صغارا أو مجبرا على الزواج فما في اتفاق. هو يحب أشياء هي تحب عكسها. هي تذهب يمينا وهو يذهب يسارا. ما في اتفاق أصلا. فكيف تستدين العشرة إذا كان هناك خلاف طول الوقت؟ So the third reason is when there is no chemistry between the husband and wife. Way before they got married, whether they got married young or it was an arranged marriage, so there was no chemistry, no chemistry in the marriage. If he goes to the right, she goes to the left. If he is vegetarian, she is carnivorous. If he is liberal, she is conservative. They have nothing in common way before they got married. So how to expect to live a long life, to have a successful marriage, if you don't have anything in common? He prays, she doesn't pray. He fasts, she doesn't fast. There's no chemistry in the relationship. So you have to have that bond. You have to have the common ground between you and your husband or your spouse so that you will have a successful marriage. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله ربه رحمه للعالمين. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all humanity. كما قلت ان نسبه الزواج مرتفعه والحمد لله المعظم الناس الذين يأتون بالطلاق في المسجد يعني بفضل الله يتم الصلح بينهم، وإن كان بعضهم يرجع مرة ثانية ويحدث أو يحصل الطلاق في بعض الأحيان، ولكن المشاكل الأسرية كثيرة جدا للمسلمين في الغرب، وهذا ما دفعني للحديث في هذا الأمر حتى نعرف الأسباب التي تؤدي إلى المشاكل وإلى الطلاق فنتجنبها. تمام؟ So not everyone who comes to the masjid for divorce will get a divorce. Because imams across the nation and in all masajid, they try to make peace. But in some cases, there is nothing you can do. You have to give them divorce. They can't live together. They will kill each other. So you have to put an end to the relationship just to make everyone happy in the family. السبب الرابع الذي أذكره اليوم وأختم به إن شاء الله هو مسألة الزواج الذي يتم عن طريق الأسرة. رجل يزوج ابنته مثلا هو لا يرضى بالحياة في كندا مثلا مش عاوز يزوج بنته من واحد كندا فيزوجها لابن أخوه مثلا في البلاد وربما البنت لا تعرف الولد يعني معرفة يعني كبيرة فيذهب الرجل أبو البنت إلى أخيه ويقول أريد أن أصدق بنتي وأزوجها لابنك وكذا ثم يذهب إلى ابنتي ويقول يا بنتي خلاص يعني مبروك أنا وعدت أخي بالزواج فتقول يا أبي أنا لا أعرفه وثانيا هم بيتكلم إنجليزي وأنا لا أحبه فيقول يعني هتصغريني أمام أخي يعني أنا خلاص أعطيته كلمة هتحط راسي في الطين وتهينيني أمام الناس وكذا فأخي لما تصغر أمام الناس وتكبر أمام الناس سبحانه وتعالى هذا أفضل لك. So in some cases, the arranged marriage, and this is number four. Some people call it forced marriage. And I'm not saying that all arranged marriages fail. Sometimes the girl will go to you know the family of the boy and they talk and mashallah they like each other and they get married. But in some cases, they don't like each other because the girl is living here in Canada. And her father doesn't want to marry her someone from this culture. He wants to marry her to someone from back home. She doesn't know the guy. He doesn't speak English. They don't have anything in common. They have different cultures. But the father pushes, or in other words, forces his daughter to marry his the son of his brother. Okay? Because he wants her to keep her culture, whatever, to marry someone from her culture, even if she doesn't like the guy. And she will say, Father, but I don't know the guy. I don't like him. He will say, Honey, I already gave my word to my brother, and you don't want me to, you don't want to disgrace me in front of the people. So if you are disgraced in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are praised by the people, what good will this do to you in the next life? It is better for you to be disgraced in front of the people and marry your daughter to the right person and to be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next life. In the next life. So please study the personality of the person you are going to marry your daughter to and make sure that your daughter likes the person and she is ready to live with him or this spouse for the rest of his or her life. Otherwise, you know what will happen. Sure enough, the relationship will end in divorce. Forcing a girl to marry against her own will is not acceptable in Islam. It's haram, it is wrong, it is not permissible. In the hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, and I conclude with this. رضي الله عنه. الحديث في مسند الإمام أحمد وأبي داود وابن ماجه. جاءت جارية إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقالت إن أباها أكرهها على الزواج وهي غير راغبة. فخيرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إما أن تبقي هذا الزواج أو تطلق يفسخ النكاح وهناك روايات كثيرة للحديث. So it is not permissible in Islam to force your daughter to marry someone against her will. In this authentic hadith by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, a young woman came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said that her father forced her to marry someone that she doesn't like. So the Prophet ﷺ gave her the choice either to stay in this marriage or to get a divorce. Because in Islam it is not permissible to force your daughter to get married to someone against her will. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحسن خلالنا وتولنا وولي أمورنا خيارنا ولا تولي علينا شرارنا. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان وأعز الإسلام يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم عليك بالظالمين، اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات، المؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وأقم الصلاة.